Blog Talk Radio.
Ministries Christian Podcast Network, your global transformation station. Good evening, everyone. I'm Apostle, a.k.a. the Bishop Sherlene Cook, and I am so blessed to be here once again tonight to welcome you to Taking It to the Streets, the War Room. Hallelujah. Tonight, we are glad, so glad that you have stopped by for our Bible study and prayer meeting. And as always, I am joined by some of our phenomenal Spirit Alive family. Tonight I have sitting in with me Bishop Lester Carver, Pastor Vanessa Carver, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, and Mother Mattie Scott. So on behalf of all of us, welcome to our Bible study and prayer meeting for this Monday, March 18th, 2024. Hallelujah. I'm going to begin with a brief word of prayer because this is a Bible study and prayer meeting, and you will have an opportunity to hear plenty of prayers on tonight. Most gracious and heavenly Father, I come just thanking you for being my all in all. Now, Lord God, I pray for forgiveness of sin if I have said or thought or I did anything by omission or by commission that is unpleasing to you. I pray in the name of Jesus that you would just forgive me, creating me a clean heart and renewing me a right spirit so that I might stand before your people tonight and bring the word with conviction. Hallelujah. So that if they do not know you in the pardon of their sin, that they would choose you to become their Lord and Savior this day. So bless me, O God, as I pour out. Help me to make sure that I decrease so that you might have all the increase. Because you said, Lord, if you be lifted up, you would draw all men into yourself. Lord, bless our listeners. Yes. I pray that they will have ears to hear, minds to understand, and hearts to receive. It is in your Son Jesus' name I do pray all things. Amen. And to God be all the glory. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Tonight, my friends, I'm going to be talking to you. I'm going to begin a series of teachings on the eight prayer watches. And I'm saying watches, W-A-T-C-H-E-S, because I have found that although every Christian is called to be a watchman and pray, there are still many who do not know what a prayer watch is. So on tonight, I am going to give you an overview of prayer watches, and then we will go through at least two of them on tonight. I'm going to try to get through at least two of them. But first, we want you to understand what a prayer watch is because, like I said, God calls every Christian to be a watchman and pray. So I think it's really important that we understand the eight prayer watches because that they will allow, by understanding them, it will allow us to pray strategically and with power. James 5:16 tells us that the prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective. The King James Version says, the prayer of the righteous availeth much. So, and we need to understand that when we pray, we are actually standing watch over our families, our cities, our nation, and even other countries, just as men stood on city walls in the Bible to watch for approaching danger. Now, Jesus told his disciples to watch and pray in Matthew 26:41, where it says, watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. So you see, to watch and pray means to be spiritually alert at all times so that we can see when the enemy is at the door or that anytime he's trying to entrap us. You see, the watchman on the wall in biblical times was always on guard against any attempt of any enemy that would try to attack or infiltrate the city. Hallelujah. So much like that, We are to watch not only for the enemy's activity, but we should also be watching for the manifestation of God's plans. You see, if we watch for the enemy and announce his activity, we can avert the devil's plans to steal, kill, and destroy what God has for us. Jesus said in Matthew 24:43, "But know this, if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up." You see, often we are confronted with having to make major decisions that impact our lives and the lives of our loved ones. So it's very important that we pray and seek the mind of God. Amen, Pastor Vanessa. When Jesus prayed to the Father, he said, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven." That is found in Matthew 6:10. So we can discover God's will and thwart the plans of the enemy through strategic prayer through the power of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. You see, so I need for you to first understand that prayer watches is a divine assignment straight from God. You see, the Bible speaks of watches, which are specific times of the day or night. Now, there are basically 8 watches covering a 24-hour period. In Isaiah chapter 62, verse 6, and I'm going to be reading this from the NIV version, God said that he had posted watchmen on the walls. "I have posted watchmen on your walls, Jerusalem. They will never be silent day or night." This is a divine assignment. You see, God has appointed Christians to be his watchmen on the walls and pray for the fulfillment of his promises. Now, whether you know it or not, all Christians have a prayer watch, even though you may not be aware of it. Now, if you are repeatedly awakened at a particular time at night, or you're led to pray at a certain time in the day, then that would probably be your prayer watch. In other words, this is the time God has called you to petition him in prayer or to intercede on the behalf of others. Now, what we need to know is that every prayer watch has a purpose. Therefore, understanding each watch will help us know the most strategic times to pray for God's will to be done in our lives and in the lives of others. Now, according to the Bible in Ecclesiastes 3:1, God has ordained seasons and for whatever he does, and he does it in accordance with the gates of time and seasons. The creator of the universe does not operate against the laws of nature. He works in cooperation with nature, and he knows when the gates of the universe will open and when they will close. Because gates are controlled by time, time is controlled by season, and every season comes with a mandate. Besides, Apostle 17:26 says, "God has set up a time and season for the rising of every nation," which means people, group, tribe, tongue, or individual. Where it reads, Acts 17:26, we find this, "And has made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and has determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation." This means that the most important thing to the life of those that love the Lord is to be able to understand the gates of time and the seasons for his for our rising, because God won't do anything that's not according to his pre-appointed time and season. You know, and as we can probably guess, time is the most important thing here. Why? It's because whatsoever the Lord has created, he has made it according to his own time on the calendar of existence. This includes mankind. On the day that each of us was born, God had already designed our calendar and days to count on the earth. In the same way, he has created the calendar of the universe and how they should operate according to his pre-appointed time for them. The missing treasure of the church today is for people to understand how God has designed the universe to work according to his own time. Because when he created the universe, he knew how and when the heavens would open and close for specific activities, and that is what is called the gates of time for each activity upon the earth. Also, understanding the gates of time helps us to know what kind of prayer we should be praying at what particular time of day, time, and season. But listen, I want everyone to know that Satan never gives up, and he can put us at the wrong address at the right time. You see, many people pray the right prayer, but at the wrong time. At the Mount Carmel contest, Elijah knew the gate of time for the evening sacrifice when God opened the gate of heaven and he triumphed over the Baal gods. Hallelujah. I want us to look at 1 Kings 18, and I'm going to start at verse 36, and I think I'll read to the end, and it says, "And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifices, that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord, God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, and that I am thy servant, and that I have done all these things at thy word." So you see, every hour we spend on the face of the planet Earth was designed and commanded to give us something that comes with a mandate from God. It was designed to open up and give us that which the universe should release to us within such a time and season so that we can accomplish a certain task according to the will of God. In other words, every hour, a moment, has a purpose to serve in our life. According to our heavenly calendar, the universe was commanded to release something into our life that we were designed to have within those moments. This is to the extent that even if we haven't prayed for it, it will still find us if we are in the right place, which is in Christ, at the right time.
Amen.
Now, the reason why God introduced the four watches to Israel was that they could watch through the gates of time. In Israel, they would always change guards and watchmen after every 3 hours of each watch, and another would take over both spiritually and physically. You see, Israel prayed 4 times in a day and 4 watches at night. So this is how they are broken down. The first watch begins to take place at 6 a.m. That's the gate of time. The second watch takes place at 9 a.m. The third watch is at 12 noon or midday. The fourth watch is at 3 p.m. Now, the first night watch is at 6 p.m. The second night watch is at 9 p.m. The third night watch is at 12 midnight, and the fourth night watch is at 3 a.m. Now, we're going to be going through these, and I'm going to be explaining what we should be praying at the specific times, because all of these prayer watch hours are designed for looking through the gates of time, and that is why Israel, being a small country, rules the world. Israel is a tiny little nation, but is mentioned in almost every news bulletin, and that's newsworthy. You know, you can check through every nation's economy, and guess what you're going to find? You're going to find some Jews there. I don't care if it's in America, if it's in Great Britain, if it's in France, if it's in Africa. Oh, yeah, you're going to find them there. And because of this, Israel gains and takes the number one high-ranking security system and intelligence network in the entire world. Why? It's because they understand watches, and these watches were introduced by God himself. He will also show us how to operate under open heavens and what prayer to pray at a particular season according to the gates of time. Now, the first watch we're going to talk about is the early night watch, and it's or the first watch of the night, and it starts at and I'm saying that because we're in that watch right now, okay? Is the first watch of the night, and it's from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And it says there. I want to go to Lamentations chapter 2, verses 18 through 19. Yes, I started with this watch because this is the watch that we're in right now. Lamentations says, well, at least I am, 2 verses 18 through 19. It says, their heart cried out unto the Lord, O wall of daughter of Zion, let tears run down a river day and night. Give thyself no rest, let not the apple of thine eye cease. Arise, cry out in the night in the beginning of the watches, pour out thine heart like water before the face of the Lord. Lift up thy hands toward him for the life of thy young children that faint for hunger in the top of every street. Hallelujah. And then I want to cite Exodus 27, verse 21. And it says, in the tabernacle of the congregation without the veil, which is before the testimony, Aaron and his sons shall order it from evening to morning before the Lord. It shall be a statute forever unto their generations on behalf of the children of Israel. And then in Psalms 119, verse 48, we read these words. Mine eyes prevent the night watches that I might meditate in thy word. See, what we need to understand about this particular watch, it is a time that we pray for divine beginnings. I'm going to take you back to Genesis chapter 1, and I'm going to look at verses 5, verses 8, and verses 18. Well, we can see divine beginnings. In Genesis 1 and 5, and it said, and this is, it says, and God called the night the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. Genesis 1, 8 says, and God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. Genesis 1, 18 says, and to rule over the day and over the night and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. Hallelujah. So this is the first
glory
night watch. And it is a time for the manifestation of the fatherhood of God. Hallelujah. God said in Matthew 16 through 19 that the thing that we must possess is the gates, and one of the keys we need to possess the gates is the key to knowledge, the knowledge of time. You see, our day has a gate. Our week has a gate. Our month has a gate, and our year has a gate. We must possess these gates because whoever possesses the gates possesses and controls everything. The very first watch is the gate for the beginning of a new day. So when we, this first night watch, we need to pray for, against the enemy's curses, his voices, not just in our lives, but in the lives of our family and our churches, our cities, and our nations. You know why? See, when it gets dark outside, witches start flying during this watch. See, they're going around to the precincts of the city. because they intend to take hold of the gates of the day. Now, we must possess the gate of our new day. Otherwise, it will be the enemies that will possess them to release curses on our days. Now, we've got to remember that time was calculated differently back then. Hallelujah. But I know that this bears up because of Psalm 59, where it reads, "Deliver me from mine enemy, O my God. Defend me from them that rise up against me." Huh. See, he's calling on the fatherhood of God. "Deliver me from the workers of iniquity and save me from bloody men. For lo, they lie in wait for my soul. The mighty are gathered against me, not for my transgression, nor for my sin, O Lord. They run and prepare themselves without my fault. Awake to help me, and behold, thou therefore, O Lord God of hosts, the God of Israel, awake to visit all the heathen. Be not merciful to any wicked transgressors. Selah. They return at evening. They make a noise like a dog and go round about the city. Behold, they belch out with their mouth. Swords are in their lips. For who, say they, doth hear? But thou, O Lord, shall laugh at them. Thou shalt have all the heathen in derision. Because of his strength will I wait upon thee, for God is my defense. The God of my mercy shall prevent me. God shall let me see my desire upon mine enemy. Slay them not, lest my people forget. Scatter them by thy power, and bring them down, O Lord, our shield. For the sin of their mouth and the words of their lips, let them even be taken in their pride, and for the cursing and lying which they speak. Consume them in wrath, consume them, they that may not be, and let them know that God ruleth in Jacob unto the ends of the earth, Selah. And at evening, let them return and let them make a noise like a dog and go around about the city. Let them wander up and down for meat and grudge if they be not satisfied. But I will sing of thy power. Yea, I will sing aloud of thy mercy in the morning. For thou hast been my defense and refuge in the day of my trouble. Unto thee, O my strength, will I sing. For God is my defense and the God of my mercies." Hallelujah. Yes, see, we see from this right here, we're calling on, hallelujah, the manifestation of the fatherhood of God. Because, see, we're calling on a time. We're calling on him to release judgment on the wicked. We're calling for him to protect us from the wicked. Hallelujah. Just like any, you know, you see a little child, and the little child be outside, and a bigger boy or girl pushes on them, and they say, "Ooh, I'm going to go tell my, daddy.
Yeah.
Well, that's basically what we do at this hour. We go tell our father, this is what's going on. And, Lord, we want you to come down and take care of it. Because nobody is greater than you. Nobody is wiser than you. Nobody knows more than you. Nobody sees everything like you do. So we are calling upon you to come see about us.
Yeah.
Now, Isaiah 17, I'm going to look here at verses 12 through 14. Yeah, 12 through 14, where it reads, where we can read this. "Woe to the multitude of many people, which make a noise like the noise of the seas, and the rushing of nations that make a rushing like the rushing of mighty waters. The nations shall rush like the rushing of many waters, but God shall rebuke them," excuse me, "and they shall flee far off, and shall be chased as the chaff of the mountains before the wind, and like a rolling thing before the whirlwind. And behold, an evening tide trouble, and before the morning he is not. This is the portion of them that spoil us, and the lot of them that rob us." Okay? We need to know that. Why do you think that the word of God says that weeping endures for a night, but joy cometh in the morning? Because we were praying, hallelujah, we have been praying for the manifestation of the fatherhood of God. And this means that he comes in and he is going to, because he possesses everything. He takes over everything. He not only knows the gates, he is the gates, okay?
Yeah.
But we need to start at this hour proclaiming, we need to release and to proclaim into the new days God's blessings. You know, we do that, we can change the environment or the spiritual equation in our life or in our family's life or in our church life or in our city or in our nation. See, this is a time that we need to be praying that all believers would enter into a covenant renewal with God. This is the time that everything that God has ever told us, the promises of God, you can pray these. Remember last time we were together, I was talking about radical prayer? Okay, well, this is what I'm talking about. Okay? We need to be releasing and proclaiming the goodness of God, hallelujah, because you want to know something? It was during this watch right here, the first night watch, that Jesus broke bread for his covenant between God and Israel. You know, this is a time to appropriate the provisions in the blood covenant. See, every covenant that we have with God, we can renew during this time. We can pray for renewal. We can pray, hallelujah, for a rebirth. We can pray for that turnaround. Because this is the time for the nature of the Lamb of God as described in Revelation 5. This speaks of the ability of Jesus to do what others cannot do. It says, behold the Lamb, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, who can break every yoke and the seals and open the title deed of the universe. Hallelujah. He has all power, all wealth, all strength, wisdom, honor, glory, and blessings. But you know what? Humility is the greatest secret of his strength. That's the reason why during this watch, this is when he decided to tie a towel around his waist. And he washed his disciples' feet. This is a time that we should understand, especially we as leaders. We need to begin to pray for everything that God has told us to do, for every project we have, whether it is for the body of Christ, whether it's in the marketplace, whatever it is, this is a time for us to pray. And when we begin to pray, this is where and how we silence the enemy. You know, God's told you to go do something, and you want to say, no, no, my time for that is past. My time for that is past. So I'm not going to. No, this is the time that you shut up. You silence the enemy. This is the time to say, you know what? I'm a servant leader for the Most High God. Lord, I want you to, you know, help me to know and understand everything that I need to know and understand in order to carry out the work that you have called me to do. This is the time when I say, Father God, I just want to pray your will be done, and I want you to come, and I want you to deal with these false prophets, these ones that are misleading your people, these ones, Father God, that make it hard for those of us that truly just want to love you and to serve you the way you have commanded. Lord, we are in a covenant relationship with you. This is not how your leaders are to be acting. This is not how your people are to be acting. We 100 on sales right now. And we are, you know, and we are praying for not only our repentance, but for the repentance of those that need to be on their face repenting. We want to see your fatherhood manifested in our lives. We want to see your glory show up in our lives. We want to see your grace show up in our lives. We want to live in a way that the devil can't do anything but shut his mouth and go somewhere and take several seats. So the first night watch, which is the night, the watch my time zone is in right now, should be all about praying for preservation. Hallelujah. It's to be praying for, you know, whether it be the preservation of our families, of relationships, all things covenant. We can be praying for at this time. Now, I'm going to leave, you know, and I'm not going to, now these are not all, this is not everything that you can be praying for during this time, but I'm just telling you what basically by scriptures, these times of the day or night were designed, how we were designed to pray. Hallelujah. So that we know we can get in on the strategy, which, and as you will see, these watches, they go together and they fit together. Because the next watch I'm going to look at, and then I'm going to turn it over to the Spirit Alive family so they can comment, and also I'm going to ask them to pray. Hallelujah. But I do want to do this one more. I'll try to get through this one more because it's not very hard. Well, this watch is the second watch of the night, and it's from 9 p.m. to 12 midnight, okay? Now, this is a time that we hallow and exalt the name of the Lord, and this is the time that we pray for ministries, 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 favor for the ministries. See, this is a special time for divine favor. This is a time to receive either your position, pray for your position, or your supply, whether it be your strength, your abilities, or freedom from limitations. Let me show you what I'm talking about in Exodus 3, verses 21 through 22. And it says, we're talking about favor. And I will give this people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, and it shall come to pass that when ye go, ye shall not go empty. But every woman shall borrow of her neighbor and of her that sojourneth in her house jewels of silver and jewels of gold and raiment, and ye shall put them upon your sons and upon your daughters, and ye shall spoil the Egyptians. Now I want to go on down to Exodus 11, verses 3 through 4. And it says, and the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. Moreover, the man Moses was very great in the land of Egypt, in the sight of the Pharaoh's servants, and in the sight of the people. And Moses said, thus saith the Lord, about midnight will I go out into the midst of Egypt. And then in Exodus 12, verses 35 through 36, you will read this. And the children of Israel did according to the word of Moses, and they borrowed of the Egyptians jewels of silver and jewels of gold and raiment. And the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, so that they lent unto them such things as they required. And they spoiled the Egyptians. So you see, this is a time for us to pray for ministries, the favor upon ministries, the favor upon the work of the Lord, the favor upon the plans of God. Hallelujah. This is a time for us to go and petition the Lord for favor. And not just for our own ministries, but for ministries everywhere. If you look, all you need to do is turn on the TV today. And whether they believe they are struggling or not, there are so many ministries that are so far away from what God has commanded. They think that they are absolutely right. They believe absolutely in what they're saying, but they couldn't be further from the truth. The enemy wants to come in, and he wants to kill everything pertaining to God. So servant leaders and ministries, we are truly susceptible to that from the enemy. He doesn't want the work of the Lord to go forth. He doesn't want us to have favor and have what we need to do the work of the kingdom. But that's what God does. Because you see, when the Lord has a work for us to do, he gives us everything that we need to do it.
Yeah.
So having said that, since we're praying for ministries and the work of God, this is also a time to petition God to plunder or to control our oppressors. Psalm 119, 146 through 145 says, I cried unto thee, save me, and I shall keep thy testimonies. I prevented the dawning of the morning, and I cried. I hoped in thy word. Mine eyes prevent the night watches that I might meditate in thy word. Hear my voice according to thy loving kindness, O Lord. Quicken me according to thy judgment. So see, this is a time for us to be saying, Lord, let us see what the devil is trying to do. Deliver us from those who are trying to put their foot on our necks, Lord God. Deal with those who are trying to, this is always spiritually, but also in the physical realm. You know, because, and be assured that God will hear your prayer, because it says in Psalm 5:12, for thou, Lord, will bless the righteous with favor, with thou compass him as with the shield. So you see, when we are in the word of, when we are in Christ, we can go to God and say, Lord, I need you to, I'm praying for your favor. I'm praying for your favor to protect me like a shield. Sometimes we're going into territory that we know is enemy territory. Maybe it's on that job, you know. Maybe it's going into certain neighborhoods. But we know that we are going into the enemy territory, and we can pray to God for favor, that we can go in and do what we need to do and come on back out. Hallelujah. So we can gain favor, just like it says in Esther 2:9, where it says, and the maiden pleased him, and she obtained kindness of him, and he speedily gave her the things for purification, with such things as belonged to her, and 7 maidens, which were meet to be given her out of the king's house. And he preferred her and her maids unto the best place of the house of women. See, that's why the word of God says, if God is for you, what can man do unto you? When God is for you, and you go to him, and you pray for favor, hallelujah, you will have favor. God, how do you think he makes your enemies your footstool, your enemies also your footstool? Because God will give, shows you favor. How do you think God can prepare a table in the presence of your enemies? Because he is showing you favor. So God will show up and show out and say, why do you think God says, touch not mine anointed and do my prophet no harm? Because he favors his children.
Amen.
But there's also a time that we might need favor from men. Again, we're going into enemy territory. We're going into places that, you know, if the Lord hadn't have sent us, we wouldn't be there, okay? Because, you know, some of these places got reputations. You know, they'll tell you, and the news is just always, well, you know, the gang-ridden neighborhoods of Compton, you know, the drug-infested neighborhoods of Oakland, okay, whatever. I still got to go tell somebody about Jesus up in those places. So we can pray, hallelujah, for not only God's favor, but also for respect or favor from men. Because as you can see, as we just read in Exodus 3:21-22, Exodus 11:3-4, and Exodus 12:35-36, we see that God made the Egyptians favorably disposed toward the Israelites, so much so that they gave them whatever they asked for. Now, we see from Scripture that this must have been before midnight, since by then the angel of death passed through Egypt and no one could go on to the neighbors. It also had to be after supper, since it was after the Passover feast. So automatically it had to be during this watch of the night between 9 p.m. and 12 and midnight. In Acts 23:23, we see where Paul was enjoying favor from the captains of the soldiers during this same period. Well, because it says this, and he called unto them two centurions, saying, make ready 200 soldiers to go to Caesarea, and the horsemen 70, and spearmen 200 at the third hour of the night. Hallelujah. See, God will take from the wicked and give to his children so that he might get the glory. But see, what I also want you to understand is, while we're praying for favor, we also need to be praying for the outpouring of the spirit of prayer for not only ourselves, but for the church. This should be a time when we just pour out to God. As it says in Zechariah 9:12, turn you to the stronghold, ye prisoners of hope. Even to today do I declare that I will render double unto thee. So you see, we need to be praying, since we're praying about the church, we're praying about ministries, we need to be praying about the spirit of prayer. And we need to be praying also for the spirit of grace and supplication. You see, it's time for us to be praying for the outpouring of the spirit of grace, prayer, and supplication, especially from the church. We of all people should be demonstrating grace. People should know that, should hear us through our, you know, and see us on our knees in prayer and supplication. Hallelujah. Matthew 6:26-33 says, we need to recall, and you can get this from that, we need to recall that on the day Jesus was betrayed, He started praying for God's grace at 9 p.m. At 10 p.m., he came back to his disciples and said, could you not watch with me 1 hour?
Stay awake with me.
At 11 p.m., he came a second time and said, are you still sleeping? He left them and went back. Then the third time, that was midnight, he said, rise and let us go, for my betrayer is at hand. See, this is a time that we pray for ministry strength. We pray for we pray against temptations. We pray for divine protection. Because as we go out into the highways and the byways, the enemy will always have someone out there that's just waiting on us.
Mm-hmm.
I want us to look at Psalm 3, and I'm going to look at verses 1 through 7. Where it reads, Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Many there be which say, O my soul, there is no help for him in God. Selah. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter of my head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. Selah. I lay me down and slept, and I awake, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me round about. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for thou hast smitten all my enemies upon the cheekbone. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. My Lord, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. When we know that we are walking with the Lord, we know that we can call on him for divine protection as we go. We know that people will come against us. They'll tell us, oh, I don't want to hear about your Jesus. I don't want to hear about your God. Oh, the church is this. The church is that. You know, I don't even know why, how y'all could even show y'all's face around here. You know, we see so much on TV about you so-called Christians. We have to get up and go anyway. We have to keep on right on doing what we need to do. And then it's not, like I said, this is in the spiritual things. But what about those who want to come against us because of the color of our skin? Or come against us because we're a woman? Or come against us because we're older? What about them? Well, this is a time that we can pray for divine protection. Hallelujah. You know, we can ask and pray for the release of God's troops to be on patrol like an angelic escort. Hallelujah. You see, we need to know and understand from Acts 23:23 that the same army general that had arrested Paul now was the very one that was protecting Paul. Okay, see, that's the way our God moves. See,
Yes. When
people come against us, whether it be the government, whether it be our family members, whether it be whatever the case may be, the Lord has the power to protect us. So when we pray during this period, we should pray for God to protect his purpose for our lives. Because the minute that we decide that we are going to die to self and we're going to pick up our cross and we're going to follow Jesus daily, all the minions start lining up. You know, God will protect us and God will provide for us everything that we need to do the work that will be released at an appointed time. You know, we need to know that this is a time that we can pray for our resources to be met for our ministries. This is a time that our provisions can be prayed for, our missions, our insight, our visions, everything concerning our ministries, whether it be the ministry of our family ministry, the ministering of our family, whether it be for discipleship. As we disciple others, we want God to guard our hearts and minds and spirits so that we will be in the right place to lead others, hallelujah, to where he wants them to be. And we need to be asking for a sense of urgency. So many people today, they're quick to tell you, oh, yes, I've been given a work from the Lord. I've been given a work from the Lord. But we still don't see them carrying it out. You know, we still don't see them walking in it because they have begun to listen to the voices, those voices that tell them, oh, God didn't call you to do that. Oh, God wouldn't tell you to do that. Oh, that's not right. Oh, that's not for today. They stopped that a long time ago. We don't need to be doing all of that. They'll be telling you, it don't take all that, Bishop and Pastor Carver. They'll tell you, no, it don't take all that. But it does.
Yes, it
see,
does.
And I made sure I used scripture during these watches so that you would understand that the scripture that I use could very easily be those radical prayers that we was talking about when we were together 2 weeks ago. It's saying, God, I know you're a radical God. You do radical things, okay? So I need you to do something radical in my life right now. And I want you to empower me right now to be able to do them. I know you will provide for me what I need to do them. And because I know you're my Father. Let your will be done in my life. Hallelujah. Let my ministry be all that you want it to be. Let us find those who will walk with us in the ministry. You know? Because, see, a lot of people, I'm finding out, I'm preparing to do a real in-depth study on false prophets. And you know, so many people today, you know, they say, well, you know, I know Jesus. You know, I know who Jesus is, you know. But when they came to Jesus, they weren't coming for Jesus to be their Lord and Savior. They were coming because they wanted to be cured of cancer. They were coming because they wanted to be prosperous. They were coming for everything except the reason he came. Jesus was concerned about the hurting, the sick. But you need to know and understand, Jesus' main purpose for coming here was not to heal the sick. It was through his death, burial, and resurrection that we all might be spared from eternal death.
Yes.
And be given eternal life. That's why he came. So through him, we might be saved. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's near to the brokenhearted. We know he loves his children. He knows he doesn't want to see us suffer, but that's not what he came here for. He came here to die so that we might live.
Yes.
So when we seek God, when we pray, and we're praying according to these watches, first of all, we must come to God with humility. We have to enter into his presence correctly. We just can't go up there and start, Lord, I want you to do this and do that. No, we have to go up there with reverence. Lord, you're my Father. I want to see your fatherhood manifested. Lord, I know I don't have to go to prison or act a fool or run around talking about killing people. Because you already told me vengeance is yours. You will repay. So see, when we pray according to God's word, we know it's not going to come back void. But when we pray at the correct time, hallelujah, and we're praying the correct prayer at the correct time, we will have even more power than we just do when we pray anytime. Amen. So I want to stop there. I wanted to go ahead and try to get through at least two of them. So I won't, but I'm going to be taking the next couple of months, and we're just going to be going through these prayer watches. And so I just want to open up the floor. I wanted to leave plenty out there that my Spirit Alive family could come in and add to and share. They might have nuggets of wisdom about prayer watches they would like to share on these two watches. And we're going to start with, I want to start with Bishop Lester, and then we will move to Pastor Vanessa.
Praise the Lord, Apostle Cook. It's interesting because I actually became aware of prayer watches observing someone who was practicing another faith, actually, someone who was practicing the faith of Islam. And they have prayer rugs. And it was actually my boss at the time who was putting out his prayer rug and praying in his office at specific times of the day. And he didn't care who was watching, and he didn't care what was going on. At a certain time of day, he was going to take out his prayer rug in his office, and he was going to pray. Now, as a Christian, I know that I can go to before the throne of God at any time in prayer. And so we kind of take things for granted because we know that we can go directly before the throne of God through the blood of Christ and be in his presence whenever we want. But the idea that there are specific times of day that we can discipline ourselves to pray, it means that we're acknowledging what God is doing. And one of the things I learned tonight and made a connection when Apostle Cook was teaching was that there is the first watch at 6, from 6 to 9, and then the second watch from 9 to 12 at night. If you make a note of this, the first watch starts at night. It starts when Jesus Christ, as you said, was preparing the Passover meal. He was partaking of the Passover meal with the disciples. He was washing the disciples' feet. And if you go all the way back to Genesis, what you'll read is that when the first day was created, it starts in the evening. It says the evening and the morning were the first day, in that order, right? So the first watch is at the beginning of the evening at 6 o'clock, from 6 to 9. And then the other thing I learned tonight was Apostle Cook mentioned that there are actually two sets of watches. It's the evening watch,
yes,
from the first watch from 6 to 9, the second watch from 9 to 12, the third watch from 12 to 3 in the morning, and then the fourth watch from 3 in the morning to 6. And what's fascinating about that is that fourth watch starts at 3 in the morning, and in the world, they call that the witching hour. That's when that's when the people who pray against the church are literally, devil worshipers. They're praying against us together. It's also when the clubs and nightclubs and lounges and licking and like a bar is closed. So they let all these fully inebriated people loose on the world, and they're praying to the devil for all the destruction and chaos that can happen. So you have to see the timing of things isn't coincidental. It is for real. And so I'm a part of a group of Christians on the internet that we pray at the first watch every day at 6 a.m, right? And
yep.
That's from 6
Amen.
In the morning, 9, and then 9 to 12 is the second watch, and 12 to 3 is the third watch, and 3 to 6 is the fourth watch. But to see that you have those two watches, the night watch, which is the beginning of the day, and then the day watch, which is the end of the day. And if you
yes.
look at the day that way, if you go back to Genesis now, read, you'll see that the evening and the morning are the first day, and then the evening and the morning are the second day, and then the evening and the morning are the third day, et cetera, and to see that God has done all this by design. So I just wanted
yes.
to thank Apostle Cook for bringing that out, because God tells us that we know the times and the season, but we obviously
mm-hmm.
don't, because nobody's taking the time to teach it. And when we begin to,
well,
when we, yeah, but I'm, and all of it's right in front of us, but God has all this stuff for an appointed time. So it's not
yes.
that it is God disclosing. He's dispensing something out. So when you pour something out from a cup, you can't get to what's in the bottom of the cup till what's in the top of the cup gets poured out, you know? And
Amen.
So you have to be dispensed at God's time, God's timing, God's purpose, God's season. But when you become aware of something, then you can become more deliberate and more focused. And I think that's another thing that came out of Apostle Cook's teaching this evening, is when we focus together on the specific purpose of prayer. I think of how the children of God plundered the Egyptians, because you have to remember, they were slaves for 400 years. Their restitution and God's way of getting that restitution was at that first hour of prayer, when the Egyptians are tired, before he had the angel of death come in over the whole land of Egypt. They said, hey, can we borrow this gold and silver? They didn't go demanding reparations. They said, we want to borrow your gold and silver and your raiment to go worship our God, and we'll be back. We'll be right back, right? But the next thing that was going to happen after that was they were going to have the Passover, and then the death angel was going to come and wipe out all the firstborn of Egypt, and there was going to be pandemonium in Egypt. And then the children of Israel were going to leave. They were going to be released, right? But when you look
yes.
at the big story, you can see how God was setting something up. And by the time they realized, I mean, individually, they were asking their neighbors for gold and silver, right? But then later on, when they realized, hey, wait, we let all those people go and leave, and they got all our stuff, and they're probably not coming back. So Pharaoh's chasing after them, right? And it's God knows what he's doing. And so God can set things up. But if you see what God has done, then you understand more about what God is doing, and you can participate actively. So I think tonight's teaching was right on point. It was very, very – it really prompted me to think of some things that I know God is doing. And I want to pray real quick before I
yes,
hand this over to Vanessa. Heavenly Father, I thank you. I praise you, and I magnify you. I lift you up, God. You are greatly to be praised, and I thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, that you sent so that we can live life more than abundantly. I thank you for us being intentional and focused on all that we do for you. I thank you for the power in your word and for the discipline that you call us into, so that we know that we can ask you for anything and you will provide it. Father, I thank you for your faithfulness, God, in spite of those times when we're not faithful. But God, I thank you for you causing us to focus more and be more intentional about our faithfulness toward you, so that our level of expectation in your faithfulness can rise. Father, I thank you for how you've always been there for us, even when we weren't there for you. But I thank you for you causing us to have a desire to be there for you more, more intentionally, to be there for you, that we are focused and determined to get glory for you in the earth and to help restore others, to help deliver others, to help heal others, to help release others who are bound by doubt, worry, fear, sin, sickness, disease, and all those things that would steal, kill, and destroy all that you placed within them. God, I thank you for all those souls that you've called from the foundations of the earth to be your children, to dwell with you in eternity. And I thank you for you using us to draw those into the kingdom so that you can be glorified and your will can be done in the earth. I thank you for this right now in the name of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Bishop.
Amen. I'm ready, Apostle Cook. It was a good message, but it's also where your lesson is inspiring me. I was already excited when I heard you were going to be speaking. Now, it has inspired me because I realized that listening to you and then doing some research while I'm listening to you on the prayer watches, how I'm familiar with them, but not to this depth. So God was really inspiring me and convicting me to get more organized in my prayer at different times. Pay attention to the times that he does lead me to pray, because I have always been availing myself to him in prayer. Like, no matter what's going on, I'm praying if he's leading me in something specific, even when I'm on my job. And I need to pay attention to what time it is and see what specifically I'm to press into. So it gives me an intention. It gives me some guidance. It helps me understand that there's some organizational things that I need to be in agreement with in those times of prayer, not just for, you know, more organized and more targeted even. You can get even more of a sharpshooter. If you already are good, you can get even better. And I realized that as an intercessor especially, there's things that I'm constantly praying for, and then there's things that he has led me to pray for. And I usually go to 3 months to 90 days prayers. I do those. He usually has me on assignment. I have, like, notebooks full of stuff that he's had me pray into. But these watches, specifically, when you start to break down for the first two, the details of those watches, like covenant and talking about times of thanksgiving and praise, I'm like, okay, you bring all that to the table with understanding. Praying, this is part of praying with understanding, actually, when you think about the prayer watches. The more that you understand what you're praying for and why you're praying, you will always hit the target, no matter what. Even if there's times when you've conditioned your body, because it is a discipline. It is. It's just like or an example of, like, someone who has decided, I'm going to go to the gym every Wednesday and Sunday, whatever it is. And they do that for years, not because of for their health. Well, yeah, for their health, to lose weight and different things like that. But if they have a target, they have a goal. So I see how these prayer watchers have goal. They're goal oriented. And so God said, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. So it's like everything he did, his assignment, it took a level of humility. It took a level of discipline as it pertains to his mindset. So when I look at these watches, I think of not just praying for myself, of course, but others as well, being more organized. Because I have a tendency to have things in all kinds of different places. I may know where they are, but I'm like, that ain't very organized. I know where I can go get them, but that's not very organized. So I'm being convicted and challenged over these next couple of weeks or months as you begin to teach this, to get a special notebook specifically for the prayer watches and maybe do some research myself. But not to have it, not to gather knowledge, but to apply immediately what I'm learning. Thank you for this. And I'm going to begin with prayer too. Father God, first of all, I just thank you, and I praise you for you being sovereign. And everything you do is in order. Everything you do is perfect. Everything you do. And why you having us do that, and I thank you for calling Apostle Cook to teach on these watches with intention with expectation as well. I thank you, Lord, God, for everything you're going to uncover. I thank you, Lord, for everything you're going to dismantle. I thank you, God, for everything that you're going to expose and everything, Father God, you're going to uproot through your people as we begin to pray with these mandates. I thank you, Lord, today for us praying in purpose and interrupting, Father God, disrupting the plans of the enemy because he wants a prayerless people. And I thank you, Lord, today. He wants people that don't pray. He wants people that pray when their hearts are far from you. But I thank you, Lord, today we begin to pray with intention and be connected to you throughout the day, that even when we're doing it formally or informally, that we're connecting to you and we're doing it with purpose, and our expectation will grow. We will be seeing radical prayers being manifested in the earth. I believe that. Those who have an ear to hear are going to hear. Those who are getting an alignment to bring order, even as we begin to pray for our ministries and everything. I pray also, Lord, today that people listen to your heart during these lessons that Apostle Cook is teaching, that they don't take it as a light thing. They don't feel like it doesn't have to do anything with them. We're all called to pray. We all are called to pray. Thank you, Lord, today that we get still enough to listen to what you would have us do as it pertains to these watches. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. I believe, Apostle Cook, too, that God, you know, people get overwhelmed sometimes and they just don't do anything because of the amount of knowledge, because of the amount of information. But I just want people to be encouraged and say, listen to what God is saying for you to do today about these watches, because there's something that I know he's, if you're listening, there's many hands make light work, and there's something for all of us to do. God bless.
Amen. Well, you know, Pastor Vanessa, I started shouting because to me, when you said, well, Apostle, I'm going to be teaching on the mind and heart of Christ. And I said, oh, hallelujah, because by praying, you know, being mindful of these watches, you know, we are praying with the mind of Christ, and we are praying in agreement to what he's already declared. So if we, you know, so we want to pray with the mind of God, with the mind of Christ, and we want to do it, we get so much power, more power, if we're mindful of when he has, or, you know, when he has designated us to pray for certain things. Jesus knew that he was about to die, and he was the greatest ministry that ever was, that would ever be, the only ministry in my world that ever it was about to begin. Hallelujah, in less than another 24 hours. So we really do need to know that when we pray according to when he tells us to pray something, then we know for with a certainty that we have his ear. Now, we, you know, like my sister said, we can go, we some of us pray all day about a whole lot of things, but I just think that When we start paying attention to our prayer watches, it helps us, like she said, to become laser focused. It helps us to pray with intent because we are very clear about the purpose of our prayers. So I just want to say thank you, Pastor Vanessa. I'm looking to hearing your prayer mandates during your teachings. Because I'm sure it's going to bless. Now we have mother, we got some mothers in the house, and we're going to go ahead and let our mothers have a word if they would, and let them pray. And then we're going to follow that up with Minister Adam Tugger. But right now we got Mother Givens. Good evening, Mother Givens. God bless you.
Well, good evening. Good evening to all of you. And I just thank God for the beautiful lesson that you taught this evening, and I hope and pray that God will continue to bless and keep you in his care. But I just want to thank my Heavenly Father for the care that I received while I was in the hospital these last 5 days last week, and all those who prayed for me as I have been home now a week, and I'm doing well. And, Father, I just thank you so much for the breath that you've given each and all of us. And every breath we take and every moment we wake, dear Heavenly Father, we live under your power.
Yes.
Father, let the warmth of your healing love pass through our bodies to make new any unhealthy areas so that our bodies function the way you created it to function.
All right.
And Father God, please restore us to full health in mind and body so that we can serve you the rest of our lives. And I ask all of this through Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen. And I'm asking you all to continue to pray for me. And I thank you for the prayers that you have given and have been praying for me. So I'm just so blessed to be home. And I just love each and all of you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, Mother Givens, you are always welcome. You are such a valuable part of our Bible studies. And we're always blessed when you're in the house. We love you, and we will continue to pray for you because we just love having you with us. Mother Matty Scott, come on in the room. Good evening, beautiful one.
Yes, beautiful one. Yes, good evening to all. God bless you, Bishop Ted. God bless you and the Spirit Alive family. And that was very well said, Mrs. Givens. That was beautiful. And Bishop Cook, you talked the lesson so beautifully, you know, and Pastor Lester Carver and Pastor Vanessa Carver spoke so well as well. It's a wonderful lesson. You know, no matter what goes on in our lives, God is in control. Sometimes we forget and we think we are all alone, but we're not all alone. Like the prayer about the footsteps, the Lord carried us. He carries us every step of the way. So we just thank God that he carries us. He carries us through whatever we go through. So I just thank Father God for who he is. I just thank King Jesus for who he is. Because this is Holy Week. This is Holy Week. March 31st is Resurrection Sunday, Easter. Our Lord and Savior hung, bled, and died, but he rose in 3 days with all power in his hands. So this is a symbolic time, a very emotional time as well. So we just thank God. Now I'll pray.
Amen.
Father God, we just come to your holy, beautiful throne of grace right now. King Jesus, we come to your holy, beautiful throne of grace right now. First of all, thanking you, Lord, for Bishop Cook and the Spirit Alive family. Thanking you, Lord, for everyone here. We thank you, Lord, because you remain the same. You never change. Everything else changes, but you never change, and your word and your promises never change. So we thank you, Lord, right now. We thank you. And, Lord, you are the good shepherd, because a good shepherd will lay his life down for his sheep. They could not kill you. They could not kill you. You laid your life down for us. The Bible say, God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. And Lord, you say, whoever believeth in you shall not perish, but have everlasting life. So Lord, we just thank you right now. This is Holy Week, and March 31st is Resurrection Sunday, Easter Sunday. You rose from the dead with all power in your hands. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for the blood that you shed on Calvary's cross. Thank you, Lord. You didn't have to do it, but you did it. I thank you, Lord. You gave us a chance to have everlasting, eternal life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. And please, Lord, bless Bishop Cook and everyone at Spirit Alive family. Bless her family, everyone at Spirit Alive family. Bless them, cover them, Lord, in your blood. Encamp your angels round about them and their homes and their families, Lord, I pray. And I thank you. Bishop Cook is truly a woman of God. And I just thank her, Lord. I thank her for her prayers. I thank her I just thank everybody at Spirit Alive for all their prayers and everything. Thank you so much. And, Lord, I thank you most of all. giving you all honor and all glory, Lord, and all these blessings we ask in the precious mighty name of King Jesus and Father God. Amen.
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 God bless you, Mother Mattie. We love you, Mother Scott. We do. Now to the third mother in the room.
I love
Mother
you
Mitchell.
Too.
Yes, ma'am.
Praise
Mother
God.
Mitchell.
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me, hon? I'm on the new phone.
Yes. Yes, we can hear you. Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
I just wanted to, first of all, to thank God for this lesson. I have been going to various churches and hearing, visiting various churches, listening to so many, many, many preachers along the way, some good, some bad, some were not called at all, and if they said they were, I don't know who called them. But anyway, that's a whole other thing. But I am just so thankful for this teaching, and I'm thankful for everything that Bishop Carver said, everything Vanessa Carver said, because prayer watches are, I was doing some research on my own. I've never heard even an inkling of a sermon taught on this. And I'm 79, soon to be 80 years old, and I have not, to my knowledge, and I hope God forgives me if I'm lying and somebody was teaching it and I wasn't there or I didn't recognize it. But, you know, the Bible taught it, because that's what got Daniel in trouble. When at a certain times of the day and night during prayer watches, he fell on his knees to pray. That got him in trouble because the old king didn't want him praying. He wanted to get him to do the flip thing, or as pastor said, live his life now that he was serving them and do it with a twist. Daniel said, oh, no, not happening. Oh, no watch of mine. It's not happening. And I just want to say two other things. When I worked in social work, we had to do night visits sometimes, and we were going into real unsavory places, and you touched on that, Bishop Cook. And my way of handling that sometimes wasn't always as godly as I, when I think back on it, as it could have been, because then, you know, I took him as my protector all the time. And there was always mean-looking guards, usually very burly-looking black men that just about scared me out of my boots. And I would always say, well, young man, in the sweetest voice I could muster, and it was shaking. And I would say, well, young man, do you think you could walk with me so I would feel safer to go to Miss So-and-so's apartment? I'm not here to do any harm to anyone. I just need to get some information. I'm not immigration. I'm not any of those things that they should be afraid of. I'm just a little old social worker trying to do a job. Oh, yes, ma'am. We'll help you, no problem. And if he wasn't on duty, he'd pass it on to the next one. If you see this lady coming in here, you do not do any harm to her or think about doing any harm to her. And my daughter, Kitchen Cook, walked through places in Oakland, going to the bar station after late night services at Oakland churches. And the dope dealers was walking her through the neighborhood. Oh, no, Pastor Cook, ain't nobody going to bother you. We're going to see you go get to the bar station, and we're going to stay with you till you get on the train. Now, that's what God's protection and provision and prayer watches can do for you. You know, you may not even know that's what it's called or that's what it is, and I'm glad I do. And I'm going to do some research on it on my own because it's going to be good, y'all. I'm telling you, don't go away with the studies that Sister Vanessa or Pastor Cook is doing, because they're going to be really good, and it's going to be some things I want to learn, and we all need to hear. And if we haven't heard it before, it will be some really good, good information. Thank you, everyone, and Sister Scott and Sister Givens. I love you both. Thank you all for this wonderful, wonderful blessing of information. It just makes me full that I had to wait to this late date to even be learning some of this and hearing some of it. And when all these preachers have been preaching in my life for so long and never heard any on some of these things. So thank you, Apostle Cook. I love you.
I love you too, Mama. We love you too, Mom. Very much. All right. We're going to now, hallelujah, I praise God, because, you know, we need to hear all of that. Sometimes, you know, we just need to hear a testimony. That was testimony time, you know. Many times, that's what comes of, you know, knowing what to pray and when to pray it. Hallelujah, because it's just powerful. And I just, as a servant leader, I just want to make sure that I'm doing everything that I possibly can do to make sure that when we go to the Father, that our prayers are effective, that they're fervent, that we enter into His presence the way that we should, because I know that if the prayers of the righteous availeth much, then we need to have more of those of us that call ourselves Christians living a righteous life, so that we can be praying righteously during our prayer watches and any other time that the Holy Spirit pricks our heart and tells us that we ought to be praying. So we now have Minister Adam Tuggle. Hallelujah. So we're glad that this young man is in the house. Come on in the room, Minister Tuggle, and you can pray us down. You can have your word and pray us down.
Oh, Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
I thank God for tonight. I thank God for the prayer and talking about prayer watches. As I was listening tonight, the Lord spoke to me in my spirit, and He gave to me that during prayer watches, it's not only a time for seeking God, but it's also a time of war against the enemy. It is a time for war against the enemy. And he also showed me at those times of those prayer watches is that the times that the enemy tries to come at us the most. In those times of prayer watches, the reason why God has those prayer watches set up is because the enemy tries to fight the most. And when he tries to fight, the Bible says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness. We are in a spiritual war. And we are not only fighting for us, but we are fighting for souls. And mankind theirself, because the world itself does not understand the war that we fight. When they think of war, the Lord gave to me that when the world thinks of war, they think of a natural war, they think of physical fighting. But this spiritual war that we are in, this is not a carnal war. But it is a war that we must fight, because we have the power of God to fight it. In those times of prayer watching is a time of spiritual war. And we must learn how to fight. We got to fight. Some of us try to fight. We cannot fight with natural hands. We can't fight. But we must fight with prayer. We must fight with fasting. We must fight in this and doing the prayer watches. Sometimes it's good to fast. Why are you doing your prayer watch? I don't know. I love to talk to God, especially when you're fasting. I love to talk to God when I'm fasting, when we're supposed to talk to God while we're fasting anyway. But the one thing is that the Lord gave to me was it is a time to fight. And the enemy's always fighting us, always, whether it be day afternoon or night. And he don't care. He don't care about your age bracket. He don't care how big you are, how tall you are. The Bible says he comes to the thief comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. And the Bible
Amen.
Also declares that if he could fool the very elect, he would. We have to be in constant prayer, in constant communication with God. And that's one thing, another thing that the Lord showed me about those prayer watches is that every single one of us that have a relationship with God, you have hours in the day. The Bible, this word declares that throughout the day we should be praying. We should have constant communication with God. If the enemy is constantly harassing you in the spirit, you should be in constant communication with God. Constant communication. And those prayer watches tell us something, not just to pray, but it also tells us to keep in constant communication with God. Because there is a lot of people that are going through a lot of things because they are not in constant communication with the Creator of their life. Amen. And I'm getting ready to stop because today I'm going to pray, but I'm just going to ask that y'all pray for me. Amen. Because my strength is like low, and I'm coming on here asking y'all to pray for me because I'm tapped out on energy right now, but I'm going to pray anyway. I'm going to pray anyway. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you right now, Lord God, asking you to touch, Lord God, asking you to heal, asking you to deliver, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, as we sit through these hours of prayer, God, we ask you to reveal unto us, hallelujah, that which you want to reveal unto us. Lord God, show us the way. Lord God, teach us how to pray. Lord, teach us how to communicate with you. Even more, hallelujah, those that are in communication with you in prayer, Lord God, teach us how to communicate with you even more, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I pray for Apostle Cook right now. I pray for all of the Spirit Alive family, Lord God, everything that they are going through in their life, even things that they do not mention, Lord God. Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that you answer the prayers, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. Hallelujah. We speak into the atmosphere blessings upon them, Lord God. We pray for our listeners, Lord God, and we speak blessings upon them, Lord God. Anything that they might be going through physically, mentally, emotionally, God, we know that you are the healer of every matter of sickness and every disease, Lord God. And Lord God, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we plead the blood of Jesus. Satan, we take authority against you even right now, Lord God. Hallelujah. We claim strength. Lord God, we claim spiritual strength for our brothers and our sisters even right now in Jesus' name. All of our families, Lord God. Lord God, our extended families, Lord God. Lord God, we pray for them, Lord God. We pray for all of our listeners, Lord God, that might be going through a battle in their life, Lord God. Lord God, we pray right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we claim healing. We claim deliverance. And Lord God, we claim your word go forth, Lord God, and accomplish what that is set out to do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Tuggle. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. 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 My brother, my sister, my friend, we have been blessed, been blessed on tonight. Hallelujah. I just praise God for the beautiful prayers, the wonderful comments from my Spirit Alive family, hallelujah,
And Lord God, I just come right now in the name of Jesus, just praising you for all that you have manifested in this hour. Lord God, I thank you for every servant leader that is here tonight. I thank you, Father God, for their faithfulness. I praise you, Lord God, that they simply just want people to know who you are. I want to thank you in advance, Lord God, for being a hedge of protection around them, Lord, as they go about their business, on their jobs, in their homes, hallelujah, in the streets and in the churches, Lord God. I pray that you show them uncommon favor, oh God, as they go forth. I pray in the name of Jesus that everything that is needed, I believe, God, is already provided by your power. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you for being a sovereign God, a God that can protect us from all manner of hurt, harm, or danger. I thank you, Lord God, that you loved us so much that you didn't even withhold your only begotten son, Jesus, so that you sent him to die so that we might forever live. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you. We thank you for your loving kindness. We thank you for your grace and mercy. We thank you for your unspeakable joy and your peace. Lord God, continue to guard and protect our hearts. Guard and protect our minds. Hallelujah. Guard and protect our spirits, Lord God, against every evil thing the enemy would try to do. Lord, give us eyes to see, give us ears to hear, and give us minds to discern, Lord God. And Father, as we pray these prayer watches, not only are we praying because we understand that we are at war, but we want to thwart what the devil is trying to do. But Lord God, let it be a time of glory when we recognize, Father God, what you are already doing in our lives. When we recognize, Father God, all the years of protection that you've already given. When we recognize, Father God, that you truly are the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Lord God, let it be a time when we see you manifested, Father God. Hallelujah, because as we pray and we thwart the enemy, we will see you rise and our enemies be scattered, Lord God. So we just want to thank you that we have every blessed assurance through your son, Jesus Christ. And Father God, if there is somebody out there listening that doesn't know you in the pardon of their sin, I pray that today, right now, this minute will be the time that they would come to you in their very own personal way and confess to you that they are a sinner, to tell you, Father God, that they understand that they are in need of a Savior, to tell you, Father God, to ask you, Father God, and King Jesus, to come into their life and to save them. Lord, we just pray right now in the name of Jesus that someone would turn their lives over to you, that they would begin to live for you in a way that it will be a ripple effect, oh God. Let us always be disciples that make disciples, who will make other disciples, Lord. Let us always strive to disciple your people, to live the abundant life now by understanding exactly who you are and who we are in you. Lord, protect our elders. Lord, I'm asking that you just look in on them, protect their health. Hallelujah. Protect them, their homes, Lord God. Protect them everywhere they go, Father God. And Lord, use them. Continue to use their wisdom. Continue to work through them, oh God, so that others will see that you are still doing a great work in their lives, and they are being obedient to you. Lord, I want to speak to all the sisters. Hallelujah. I'm praying against all the preachers and the people who think they have a right to tell you who you should call to preach. Lord God, I pray that you straighten that out, Lord Jesus, and protect those women as they go about doing the work of your kingdom. Hallelujah. And Lord, I just pray, hallelujah, that you would continue to provide for the widows and the orphans, to provide, Lord God, for the broken heart, for those who are broken and brokenhearted, to bless, Lord God, those that are in need of your comfort, the comfort that only you can give. Lord, I just want to thank you for what you have done here tonight. And I will be so careful to always give you the honor and the glory and the praise. And I'm just thankful, Lord God, that I'm able to, that I am your daughter, I am your child, and I call you Abba Father. So I thank you for the beautiful impartation of the saints, and I want to thank you for our listeners, Lord God. Continue to bless them throughout this week. Hallelujah. Go before them in all that they must do. Hallelujah. Keep our children safe in the schools, oh God. Protect them. And Lord, I just pray that you would just continually be with us in all that we do, because it is our heart's desire to only be pleasing to you. It is in Jesus' holy and righteous name I do pray. And we are praying for Minister Tuggle. Yes, we are, Lord. Yes, we are. You know just what he stands in the need of. Lord, I want to say a special prayer for Minister Tuggle, Lord. Because right now he is tired. Lord God, he has decisions that he needs to help make. There are things that he wants, that he knows you are calling him to do. And, Lord, I just ask that you protect him. Guard his heart. Guard his mind and his spirit. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus against the distractions and the naysayers and those who would try to come against him. Lord, I just pray right now that you would lift him up. Place him up under your pinion. Hallelujah. And keep him safe. In Jesus' name I do pray it all. Amen and amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I just bless your holy name, God. Well, saints, did you have just listened to part one of Prayer Watches? I pray that you're walking away knowing that Prayer Watches are ordained by God. They were designed by God. We need to know the timetables. Hallelujah. Because as Bishop Lester said, they are by design, and it's not a coincidence. So we need to pay attention. I just want, I pray that you now will get focused. Like Pastor Vanessa said, you want to be, you know, we want to get more focused in our prayer life. We want to pray with more intent, on purpose, with purpose. So, and we just want to just continue to praise God for our elders like Mother Givens and Mother Matisse Scott and Mother Mitchell. We just thank you that God is always using them to bring forth a pearl of wisdom through them. So we just praise God for all of them and for all of you. We pray that you continue to have a beautiful and blessed week, that you acknowledge Christ in all that you do, and from our household to yours, it is our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. God bless you from all of us here at the Spirit of Life Network. Good night, everybody. Everybody in the studio, you're unmuted. God bless you, Mother Givens, Mother Scott.
God bless you.
God bless you, too.
Well,
God bless
you,
too.
God bless you, Minister Tuggle and Pastor Vanessa.
You,
I love
thank
you all.
Thank you for your
God
prayers and everything that you put. Thank you.
Amen.
God
bless, God
bless
you.
You.
I love you,
God
Bishop.
Bless you,
good
too.
Night, everybody.
Good night.
Love you all. Good night.
Yes. Amen.